Hi there. The word for you today is promises, promises. In Hebrews 10 verse 36 we read, "When you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised." Many of us remember growing up in church singing the chorus, "Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line." Exciting words, but are they entirely true? If you've prayed for the fulfillment of a Bible promise that didn't materialize, you may have wondered, felt disillusioned, or even stopped trusting. Listen, what's true is that every promise in the Bible that's intended for you is yours. God is committed to keeping every promise he has made. Jesus said that. So, how can you know which Bible promises are yours? Well, here are some scriptural guidelines to help you. Okay, number one, be sure you understand the promise. God is committed to his word, not your interpretation of it. When Jesus said in John 2:19, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up again," his audience completely misunderstood him, thinking that he meant the literal temple, when he actually meant his body that would be raised from the dead. At number two, walk in the Spirit, not the flesh. Walking in the Spirit, Peter received divine understanding as to Christ's deity, the fact that he was God. You remember when Jesus asked, "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus replied, "This was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father." Yet soon afterwards, walking in the flesh, the same man, Peter, totally misunderstood Jesus and was severely rebuked by him. Why? The Bible answers in 1 Corinthians 2:14, "The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." So, submit your thoughts to God. Pray for his guidance, and in due time, you'll get the insight you need concerning the promise you're asking God to fulfill.